T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia. Me and Doc Walker, the DOC, Rick Doc Walker, holding it down at D-City Smokehouse, Florida Avenue. Come check us out. We're going to be eating brisket all day. Good morning, Doc.
Good morning, Pete.
And we have the one and only Brian Mitchell out in the Big D. Or I admit, that might be Dallas. Out in the D in Detroit. What up, B?
What's up, brother? How y'all doing?
How's the draft vibe?
Well, the vibe is good, man, especially over at the MGM. I'm over at Buffalo Wild Wings right now, and it's kind of like they have the streets blocked off, but you can see all the what they're expecting because they have a lot of lines set up, and, you know, the security is out right now. So things are starting to heat up a little bit, but at the casino, boy, it's like the battle of the jerseys over there.
Oh, I bet. Are you seeing lots of Commanders gear?
Oh, tons of it. We did a show last night, and there were a lot of fans in there. So it's been real cool, man. I'm loving it.
What have you seen most of, Commanders, football team, or Skins gear?
All Skins.
Okay.
you know, it's a lot of people that are wearing that, but you know what? I saw one guy had all three things on.
Good for that guy. as we always do on the program, it's obviously draft day. We're going to talk about the draft all day. We have a packed show to talk about it. One thing I'm really excited about is we're going to talk to Randy Trivers at 10:45, who's the coach at Gonzaga, the coach Caleb Williams and Olu Fashanu. I mean, how often do you get two kids from the same high school possibly going top 10, certainly going top 20?
Hardly ever.
Yes. Crazy. That's crazy. Draft is here. We got some news. The Commanders love to bury bad news on draft day. It was this time last year they told us they weren't going to pick up Chase Young's option, the fifth-year option on his rookie deal. Today they told us they're not going to pick up Jamin Davis's fifth-year rookie option. Those were both no-brainers, frankly. Maybe Chase you could have a debate about. Jamin, in no way can you guarantee him money for next season. But I want to start with cool news. You ready for cool news, Doc?
Amen. Let's go, baby.
You ready for cool news, B?
Yeah.
What we do on this program, whenever the Commanders send out a press release, we read it. And my guy's wearing a 28 jersey right here. Press release I just got in this morning about maybe 10 minutes ago or so. 12 minutes ago. Landover, Maryland, April 25th, 2024. The Washington Commanders today announced that during the 2024-25 season, they are retiring the jersey of Washington legend Darryl Green, widely considered to be one of the greatest cornerbacks to ever play the game. It's crazy to be sitting with Doc and B, two guys that played with Darryl, two guys that know Darryl. 28, hasn't been worn in a long time, but now will be officially in the rafters. B, what do you think?
I mean, it's deserved. You know, the dude played 20 years in one uniform. I remember my last year there, he ran 4.24. He was 40 years old. You know what I mean? So when you play that long and you put that much into a city, that's something. And let's be real, people make a lot of money. That number being retired, that puts you in a different stratosphere.
Absolutely, Doc.
Yeah, I can't echo it even better. As a rookie, watching him come in, covering is one thing. He impressed me taking on guards, pulling guards. He never got the credit. The dude is tough as rawhide.
When they drafted him, first rounder out of a small school in Texas, what was your reaction?
Well, Bobby Bethard, we're used to it. That's why Bobby Bethard's a Hall of Famer. He's not a master of the obvious like the rest of these nitwits we've had coming in here impersonating GMs. This dude's a Hall of Famer for a reason. That's identifying somebody. Even if Richie was in it for it or not, it didn't matter. He knew what he was doing, and the results is this. And this, like B said, no better honor than them to take your jersey out of circulation.
What was it like the first time you saw Daryl run and, like, really run and open it up?
You talking to me?
Yeah. Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I'm asking Doc and then you.
I would be honest with you. I went there and I ran and I put probably
one. I'm off and running in Detroit.
Hey, I listen, bro. I was sure what I was about.
Brian, this dude, I imagine, is this your rookie year?
The dude ran 4.13.
Yeah.
I clocked right around 4.39, 4.40. He ran 4.13. So when you think you're fast, if all these dudes talking about how fast they are at 4.39, 4.4, you ain't that damn fast. That boy was a 4.13. And I'm telling you, 5.8, 5.9, whatever he is, every two steps, 7 to 8 yards once he gets full speed. He covers some ground, dog. As Santana said last night, Darryl Green could cut some grass when he running, bro.
He's striding. He doesn't look like he's exerting effort. It's the most amazing thing I've ever seen in person. No, it's crazy. His makeup speed on deep balls, you saw him catch Dorsett, you saw him catch ED. But what he did in practice against legit dudes, it's incredible.
That's cool.
You know what? I went out and worked out with him one time, and I told this story a few times. I went out to Mason to work out with him.
Yeah.
And the dude had us running across those soccer fields and up that little hill, and then we did all kind of agility drills up the hill, up the hill, up the hill. And then he said, okay, that's the warm-up. Let's run. I'm like, what you mean, let's run? We ran, I think it was 10 300s. Mm-hmm. I've never gone back.
That's right.
Listen, dude, I see why he is so fast and why people praise him when it comes to it. I told him, I said, Darryl, your game is speed, but my game is power. If I keep running like this, I'll be as small as you. I couldn't play.
I think that the team needs to keep the bar very, very high to retire jerseys. But this one, I fully support. I mean, when you talk about the bar being high, that's Darryl Green. He cleared it. And I think this is a great move by new ownership. This is the first jersey retired by new ownership. I believe, right? Or did they do – was Riggins last year?
The last one to be retired?
Yeah.
Somebody look that up. Jeff, look that up.
I think Bobby since Riggins?
No, Bobby was definitely Dan's era. Because if you remember, they
– it was forced.
They gave him the street.
Bobby Mitchell, they did right. They announced it with months of lead up, and it was a big deal. Yeah. And then they did the opposite with the Sean Taylor thing. They announced it with 2 days' notice as there was bad news breaking. And who knows? Maybe that was all just a coincidence. But that was all the old ownership. I think right now it's Darryl. I think Riggins went in because there was this. I feel like I watched it, but maybe I'm crazy. All right, let's get to kind of the
matters. I think Riggins, if it's not officially, nobody wears 44.
Oh, for sure. But now it's official. Because I think they've done, you know, they did Sonny, Sean, Darryl now. I think Riggins needs to be up there if he's not. It's hard to find this information. Maybe it's on, maybe the actual Commander's press release would have that.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to track it all down. All right. Darryl Green joins Sonny Jurgensen, Bobby Mitchell, Sammy Baugh, and Sean Taylor as the only players to officially have their jerseys retired. 44 needs to be next then, right?
Yeah, if there's going to be a next, then JR, I don't know who would vote against that.
The only thing I could think is, Bobby Mitchell was traded here, wasn't he?
In Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, the only thing I could think is that they only want guys that played their whole career here, but Sonny played in Philly.
Matter. Well, and Sonny but it shouldn't, it shouldn't matter if it's your whole career here or not. Yeah. If you had an impact while you were here, that makes a difference.
All right. Yeah. Well, it's a good step anyway. Yeah. We'll salute to Darryl Green. He deserves it. And I think it'll be a very – they haven't announced what game that'll be. But whenever it happens, we'll be a lot
of fun. It was cool how they got him, too.
Yeah, he thought he was just doing the
he thought he was
the video's
the little,
pretty fun.
I loved it. I loved it.
Yeah, if you haven't seen the video,
and you
check
know what,
it out.
Whenever you could, as we call him Doc Big Mo, you know, he thinks he's a basketball player. He has a power game down low at 5'8". But whenever you could trick him, it's a good thing. His family got him too. His family knew, and they got him.
I don't have Daryl Green stories like you do, but I did learn something from Daryl Green on a personal level. We were out at Avenel, and my job is to bug players to talk to me on camera, right? Mm-hmm. And he wants to hang out and play golf and not worry about talking to me. Mm-hmm. But he was cool. He's finally like, all right, let's knock this out. I was like, great. You know, we did two or three questions. And then my photog asked, hey, can we just, you know, just film you hitting a shot so that we can promote the charity and everything that was going on. Mm-hmm. And Daryl said, yeah, no problem. And as he lined up his tee shot, he said, here's what's going to happen. No matter where this ball goes, we're all going to look straight ahead and act like it's a good shot. Exactly. Nobody will know the difference.
Exactly.
And Doc, so if you I'm know, ever... he hits no straight balls.
So if I'm ever on camera hitting a golf ball, we're all acting like it's going straight, damn it.
Hey, follow through and pose, Jay. Don't right. be like, oh, damn.
That's what he told me, man. So I appreciate that life lesson from Daryl Green. All right, let's get to the business of the day. We are very excited for Daryl, but there's obviously, you know, Doc, major news. This is a huge day in sports. The Nats have a day game.
Uh-huh.
That's why you're in Detroit, right, Brian, is to cover the Nationals game from Detroit?
No, not at all.
Oh, that's right. First round of the NFL draft. I mean,
I haven't seen anything baseball-wise here.
I think the Tigers might be terrible. But, obviously, first round of the NFL draft is – I mean, we've been talking about this for months. I think almost more than anything, people are excited to find out who the player is going to be, who's going to be the new quarterback of the franchise, all of those things. Mm-hmm. But also so we can just stop talking about it. I mean, it is months and months and months of speculation. Here's where I'm at, B, and I'll ask you both where you're at. I believe they're taking Jaden Daniels tonight. I believe Josh Harris, Adam Peters, Jaden Daniels, his representatives, I believe everybody's on board. I believe they've had some conversations. We love you. We're in. I think it is, you know, 90-ish percent a done deal, but it's not a done deal. And if the Raiders do something bananas, maybe there's a trade. If something happens in the last couple hours that they decide Drake May is the better fit or J.J. McCarthy is the better fit. I'm not expecting those outcomes, but I am not ruling them out. But as I sit here, I live and breathe at 10:15 a.m. on Florida Avenue in the district. I think Jaden Daniels will be the pick. Brian, what do you think?
I think the same. I think absolutely the same. But you know what? Like people, you know when you do something a little weird and people make the comment that God has a strange sense of humor?
Sure.
I believe the NFL is the same way. Because I think that they add to the drama sometimes.
The NFL definitely thinks they're God.
They add to the drama a lot where they play up stuff to get it going. And that's why they're the number one sport in this country, man. You know what? That's why they have 17 games a season. And they impact more households than the league that has 164 games, 62 games, whatever it is.
They only play games from September to January.
There you go.
We talk about them the whole damn year.
The whole damn year. So I just think that it's a thing. Like they, you know, and then the other dude, J.P. Finley, he keeps it going too, because he said I saw your little post. Another guy liked Top Golf.
Another guy did like Top Golf. The folks we've heard from officially, and the stuff I've heard off the record, everybody liked Top Golf, except national pundits that just want to blast Washington for everything.
And that's why you just ignore those bastards, man.
I am lucky enough to be joined by a doctor. Doc Walker, what do you think about tonight at number two?
I think that they're going to take the kid out of Carolina.
Really?
Yeah. And I like the kid out of LSU. I think he's got the visual. But I try to think like I think they think, not how I think.
Right.
Because it would be the biggest monster on that's available because they can't stop a cold. So it really wouldn't matter if you had Joe Namath if he's going to die in the pocket. But I do believe that if I can get a guy that's 21 years old that fits the look test and has knowledge of their original offensive concept based on the coordinator they brought in, I think that's the okie-doke.
You think the okie-doke
is coming? It's going to be a first-round quarterback from LSU, and then they're going to move back to the first round and get offensive linemen to start protecting that guy. That's my mindset.
I hope you're right.
I think there's a lot of belief they could move back up and get one of these tackles. Because to your point, Doc, if you're going to draft a rookie quarterback, and now they made a lot of moves, right? They certainly bolstered their interior, released Nick Gates, signed Tyler Biadasz, badass, what we're calling him.
Allegretti.
Allegretti helps. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's your left guard. But they don't have a left tackle. And maybe Big Luke can be that guy for the first 5 weeks, 6 weeks of the season as you get a young guy ready, especially some of these young guys. The two kids that I think would make a lot of sense kind of with where they're projected to go, and they're both just massive, huge freaks, Mims from Georgia and Guyton mm-hmm. from Oklahoma, mm-hmm. they're both pretty raw to be starting week one in the NFL. But, I mean, B, is that how you learn? Just get the hell out there?
See, the thing of it is this. Like, we have talked so much about the quarterback position, the most important position in sports, as people would say. And we talk about how that guy, we would rather them get a little time to learn. But we think that we could take, like, and Doc knows this, those guys coming out of college, they may be badasses in college. They're 20, 21, 22 years old. You're going against a grown-ass man who's probably 34, as big as you, probably stronger than you, has all the savvy in the world, a veteran, and you just want to throw him out there against that guy? Somebody, every once in a while, we see one that could get it done. But if Big Luke can just be there for a while, and then they do what Scott didn't do, help protect. Listen, man, if I have any shoulder issues today, it's because I had to chip big old defensive ends on a regular basis, okay? I had to chip them. And, yes, Jim Lachey was over there. We had on the other side, we had Jacoby, but I still helped chip it with them too. Mm-hmm. So even the best of the best needs help every once in a while. So if you have Luke and you give him some help until the young guy can learn a little bit, that's the way you do it, especially at that position. That's a grown man position right there.
Sure.
B-Mitch, Chip, tight ends. That's the other thing. You got to improve that passing scheme and pass protection on good teams involves backs and tight ends and quarterbacks that hit checkdowns and stay in rhythm.
Yeah.
It's just not about all the big plays. It's a lot of boring things that result in success. And I just look at it, you look at age, and it's still a beauty contest. And I go back to what type of offense are they going to run? We haven't seen them practice. We don't know nothing yet. So that's why I'm inclined to go, I think it's an okey-doke, but we'll see.
I think there is reason to believe it's an okey-doke, frankly. They seem to want to create mystery. Mm-hmm. But I go back to who's the best player you can get? And I just think Daniels is the answer to that question. I like Drake. If they end up with Drake, like, I'm not going to be screaming. Mm-hmm. I like McCarthy, and I know people think I'm an idiot.
Oh, no, me too.
The kid's a winner.
Me too. Well, are you surprised? His coach actually played in the NFL.
Right.
This is why this is so stupid to me. Here's a guy, if you were really looking for a guy that has the best pedigree, been trained the best, why would you be discounting the guy that actually won a national championship and was coached by a pro quarterback? But we do. We discount him. Same thing with the kid Penix. So it's
I don't know if we discount him. I just think that when you start looking at all the skills and all the things of that nature, he is not individually better than other guys.
He hasn't shown us enough, right?
But the thing for me is this. I think people win championships and they're not the best. We saw people win Heisman and they couldn't play in the next level. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't make you the absolute best. I think the ultimate thing with him is he was in an offense where he was not dependent upon the most. His run game was. And I think that's why when you look at Washington in the back, they always look at the running game. They don't look at the quarterback. They look at the running game in the past. And I think he's a damn good player. I say whenever he had to do some things, he did them damn good. But in this league today, a quarterback is asked to go out there and throw it 30 to 40 times. He hadn't shown he could do that.
But I guess I didn't make myself clear. A guy in the huddle with pre-snap reads who comes out this NFL ready, I think he's advanced. Whereas we've drafted a lot of people here that couldn't read anything whatsoever. That's what I meant. That I think he's ahead of a lot of them.
I think we got to, in my mind, what happened prior to what's happening now, it's kind of hard to separate from it, but we got to separate from it. There were idiots that were running things prior. I don't believe these dudes are idiots.
I agree with that.
So we got to at least give them a try. And I think we judge everything based off of Dan's era and the people that he allowed to come in. Every coach that came in under Dan came in with self-preservation mode. And they made sure they got most of their years. And my whole thing is you're going to get all your money anyway when you're a pro coach. Just go out there and coach. You don't have to play the games. So, okay, they played games. And they knew they could do stupid stuff, and guess what? Dan Snyder was going to be blamed every time. So none of them had to really work.
Amen.
Different era now, man. Here's my understanding. We're working on the stream. If you're on the YouTube stream on 106.7 The Fan, I'm going to get Doc on here, even though he says he doesn't want to be.
No, a little sneak peek at
man,
Doc.
Man, we got to have Doc. Doc is a superstar.
He's a Detroit, man.
He was a hand model. Y'all got to get him on TV.
Put B. Mitch on in Detroit.
Show everybody those hands.
Put B. Mitch on, man.
Show everybody those hands.
Seriously.
B. Mitch is not on. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know why he's not on.
We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Give him a headshot.
Here's what we do need to do. When you talk about first-round picks, guys that you could build around. I think about my guy Paul Henry and Paul Henry's window installation.
Good dude.
I mean, what they've done at my house is something you could depend on. In the NFL draft, there is no such thing as a can't-miss prospect, but working with Paul Henry is a can't-miss success. He's changed my house. I know, B. Mitch, he's done the same for you. If you call this month, you get $100 off windows with a 5-window minimum and $100 off doors. Brian, he has redone your entire mansion.
He did that. Paul was the number one prospect when he was coming out, and he still has proven it. He showed that it's longevity that counts. It's not just going out there the first time. When he goes to a person's house, he comes out and he leaves, and they're totally impressed. Yeah, I was impressed by him, and I had a lot of people in my neighborhood were impressed by him as well, and they used him, and everybody, they rave about him, and they praise him a lot. Call Paul right now to receive 10% off each window with the 5-window minimum and 10% off each door. Contact Paul Henry's Window Installation today and tell him that B. Mitchell Finley sent you. PaulHenry'sWindows.com. Your clear home improvement.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Good choice.
Back up in this. B. Mitchell Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Yep.
Gotcha. Me and Doc Walker live out of D-City Smokehouse. What is this, Florida and 2nd? Right?
Mm-hmm.
Florida and 2nd Northwest come through. Guys, B, I know you're going to have a lot of fun out in Detroit, but I can smell the food happening here.
Mm.
And I think Doc and I are going to enjoy ourselves this afternoon.
Maybe y'all not hurting
sooner.
Me. Y'all not hurting me.
Not trying to hurt you. Just saying we're excited.
Yeah, I know the place you're talking about. It's damn good food there. But
how was your evening last night? I know you had the show, but what happened after the show?
I just chilled at Tap.
How late?
I got in about 11 something. I was sitting in there. I met this guy who's he and his wife, I think, are from the Bowie area. They live up here now. His company is here. And we decided to do some business stuff together. Over the last, we talked for 3 hours straight, you know. So we're gonna do some things together. So it's gonna be there's a lot of stuff happening. See, when I'm
He's
out,
always
I'm always
got business on his mind.
Hey, bro,
well, how's the wit? Do you got the wit brew with you?
No, I don't have that with me, but I can tell you this:
good brew.
Hey, JP, that guy that's with you taught me very well.
Hey, I'm just trying to
multiple streams of income, homie.
I'm just trying to keep up with you
fingers
guys.
On a hand.
It's obviously a massive day for the Commanders and for the NFL as a whole. We are getting to a spot where we finally get to find out who this pick is. My guy John Clark from NBC Sports in Philadelphia actually caught up with Jaden Daniels yesterday. We're going to play that audio for you. But I talked to a couple people driving down here and this morning, and I still think they're keeping everything close. I don't think they've let the world know. I do think there are some pretty clear indications what it's going to be. But until Roger calls that name, man, I've talked to a lot of people with a lot of information, and in any other year, I would probably feel pretty comfortable with a declaration or even reporting something. Not this year. I think that's how they want it.
And that's how it's supposed to be. You know, the thing about it, like, we talk about why things were so bad last time. You know why things were so bad? Because they had a ship, and the ship had nothing but holes in it, okay? That's why you're going to sink whenever your ship has holes in it. They didn't have no sump pump in that thing. They just had a bunch of holes. Everybody wanted to be the person that told some information, okay? Hell, some of the coaches were the biggest leaks that they had. You know what I mean? So now you don't have that. And I hope it remains like that.
Yeah, I think so. It's funny because I think locally we're all believing it's going to be Jaden, but not willing to lock that in because, one, these dudes are keeping everything super close to the vest, and two, it depends what you're looking for, Doc. And that's why you're almost expecting the okey-doke.
Yeah, that's what I believe, based on who they hired, who they got rid of immediately. And they did all those things for a reason. Tonight, we'll know.
Are you talking about
Howell
going?
Yeah, you had a quarterback here. You had the best guy I've seen as a human being. Jacoby knew he was better than that kid, and he nurtured him like he was an offspring. And they jettisoned that. They did that for a reason, and we'll find out.
Yeah, I think
I just don't think Sam was sexy enough for what's happening here now. I think that's the ultimate thing.
I tell you what, this stream is going to be interesting because we got to figure out who gets the money when these people send in the $2. Jesus Saves J316 just sent us $2 and said, congrats, DG28. Boom. You can check out the stream on 106.7 The Fan. Cody Shook says, classic, B. Mitch always making money moves. That's correct. Now, I believe this was our friend Nikki Javala was the first to report. I can confirm it. This is also one of these things that nobody really should be surprised by. They're not going to pick up the fifth-year rookie option for Mr. Jamin Davis. To me,
if you're shocked by that, then you don't watch football.
Yeah, the play hasn't been good enough to guarantee the money. It's kind of as simple as that. If he had, I think there was more progress his second season than this past season. They'd have to guarantee him about $14 million for next year, and I just don't think it's the right move. I think if he shows up this year and plays really well, you can figure it out next season. Doc?
You should never have to overpay for anybody if you're in last place.
Pretty fair.
Hey, Doc cuts straight through all the the drama and just go straight to the point. That's it. And then we're in a success driven, production driven business. If you're not producing at that level, you don't get paid that money. Point blank.
Yeah, Matt Paris put out this tweet of the 2020 draft class, which
they're all gone.
They're all, not only are they all gone, but two of the members of that draft class are now on the Saints. The Saints have more people from the Washington 2020 draft class than Washington does.
Why do you seem surprised?
I'm not surprised, but it just shows how bad the evaluation process was.
Mitchell just said it 10 minutes ago. You got clown show in your brain trust, and you're in last place consecutive year back. I mean, the best thing we have going for us is that we got a whole new outlook. And we just got to be patient enough to let them work, let them do their thing. And these guys now know they got to compete for jobs. They're not going to just be given jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think I honestly am curious. I think having Bobby Wagner in that linebacker room and a new staff, a defensive-minded staff, a guy like Ken Norton as your linebackers coach. Here's what I know, and I know is generally when first-round picks don't get their fifth-year rookie option picked up, more often than not, those dudes don't finish the year with the team. That's just the facts. And I can give you examples. You can look at Chase Young last year or go back to the last rookie that didn't get his option picked up. That was Josh Doctson.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go? And now you've got a dude where they signed two new linebackers that are starters. One of them's a future Hall of Famer in Wagner. They have a new linebackers coach that strikes me as a no-nonsense fella.
K-9.
In
He's
Ken
a
Norton.
Bad boy on the field. Mm-hmm. We had some battles.
Mm-hmm. I think you better be ready to play right away, because when they get to camp and, you know, Quinn and Joe Witt talked about we're in sub packages so often, you know, we don't always have three linebackers on the field. There was this period of time where Jamin got on the field because he was the first rounder. That period of time is over. Like, at best, he's third on the depth chart right now. And maybe in sub-packages, Luvu's more of a pass rusher, and you need somebody that can run out there. And what do we know about Jamin? He was drafted because he could run and supposedly cover. But it is hardly a guarantee that come week one, he's on the roster. Hardly.
Unless they put his hand in the dirt and tell him to go attack.
But what if they just
maybe they use him better, right?
What if they come in and get the best out of him? I mean, they didn't get the best out of him before. Like you just stated, he was able to run. And what did they do? They threw him in the middle and wanted him to play a middle linebacker when he had never done that in his life.
Now, that was 3 years ago, though, now. Yeah. Like, at some point, he had an opportunity to play better, too.
Yeah, but when we saw him at his best, he's a guy that they allowed to use his athleticism. And for some reason, the coaches that were running things, they did not allow that to happen. So, yes, I mean, there are positions where I would blame the player totally. And in some situations, I'm blaming these damn coaches that we had out there that was too damn stupid to allow a guy to do what he does best.
Yeah, he'll get an opportunity now. I think you can't look at how everything was in Dallas and say that coaches weren't putting players in position to succeed. So if there isn't success, I don't think it's the coaching staff. But we got to wait and see. But we know the fifth-year option is not being exercised. What else we know is if you got to buy a car, you should go to Orsman Automotive of Virginia. You see the street sweeper just go by, Doc?
Yep.
They're sweeping streets around here,
that's right.
And tagging
and towing.
I had to find a safe spot for my truck that I bought at Orsman Fairfax.
It's a good-looking truck.
You like that?
Yes.
They call that color cement.
I like that.
Yeah, it's cool.
I like that.
Brian,
I mean,
also,
it's gray.
Brian's bought 1,000 cars, I believe.
I heard the spot.
Billy and Chantilly over Orsman Chantilly Kia. We buy cars from these dudes because they're good to us. Like, I can text them and be like, hey, my wife's car that I bought is making a weird noise, they're like, cool, bring it in, we'll take care of it. Like, it's a personalized level of service that you get when you work with them. Seven locations all over Northern Virginia. They'll buy your car above what Kelley Blue Book will tell you. You could certainly sell your car to them. That's what I meant right there. And they've got great financing options, which in an era of weird interest rates is really important. But, Brian, I know you care about that Oarsman Lifetime Edge.
Yeah, I care about the Oarsman Lifetime Edge, and I also care about if you're going to spend your money somewhere, you want the people to respect you and treat you right. I think that's what they do over there. You know, the reason that I go back time and time again is because when I walk in, I know I'm going to be treated right. They're going to make sure they take care of me. But that Oarsman Lifetime Edge gives you up to $1,500 in extras, including the complimentary car wash with every scheduled maintenance. They give you a loan of cars with every major maintenance and a lifetime engine guarantee. It's very, very simple at Oarsman. They like to keep their customers happy, just like JP and I are. We're two extremely satisfied Oarsman customers, and you know what you need to do? Let's ride together.
Back up in this. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan.
Yep.
Gotcha. Me and Doc Walker live out of D-City Smokehouse. What is this, Florida and 2nd, right?
Mm-hmm.
Florida and 2nd Northwest come through. Guys, me, I know you're going to have a lot of fun out in Detroit, but I can smell the food happening here.
Mm.
And I think Doc and I are going to enjoy ourselves this afternoon.
Or maybe y'all not hurting
sooner.
Me. Y'all not hurting me.
Not trying to hurt you. Just saying we're excited.
Yeah, I know the place you're talking about. It's damn good food there. But
How was your evening last night? I know you had the show, but what happened after the show?
I just chilled at Tap.
How late?
I got in about 11-something. I was sitting in there. I met this guy who's he and his wife, I think, are from the Bowie area. They live up here now. His company is here. And, we decided to do some business stuff together over the last – we talked for 3 hours straight, you know. So we're going to do some things together. So it's going to be there's a lot of stuff happening. See, when I'm out,
always
I'm always
– got business on his mind.
Hey, bro.
Well, how's the wit? Do you got the wit brew with you?
No, I don't have that with me, but I can tell you this.
Good brew.
Hey, JP, that guy that's with you taught me very well.
Hey, I'm just trying to
multiple streams of income, homie.
I'm just trying to keep up with the
fingers on the hand.
it's obviously a massive day for the Commanders and for the NFL as a whole. We are getting to a spot where we finally get to find out who this pick is. My guy John Clark from NBC Sports in Philadelphia actually caught up with Jaden Daniels yesterday. We're going to play that audio for you. But I talked to a couple people driving down here and this morning, and I still think they're keeping everything close. I don't think they've let the world know. I do think there are some pretty clear indications what it's going to be. But until Roger calls that name, man, I've talked to a lot of people with a lot of information, and in any other year, I would probably feel pretty comfortable with a declaration or even reporting something. Not this year. I think that's how they want it.
And that's how it's supposed to be. You know, the thing about it, like, we talk about why things were so bad last time. You know why things were so bad? Because they had a ship, and the ship had nothing but holes in it, okay? That's why you're going to sink whenever your ship has holes in it. They didn't have no sump pump in that thing. They just had a bunch of holes. Everybody wanted to be the person that told some information, okay? Hell, some of the coaches were the biggest leaks that they had. You know what I mean? So now you don't have that. And I hope it remains like that.
Yeah, I think so. It's funny because I think locally we're all believing it's going to be Jaden, but not – willing to lock that in because, one, these dudes are keeping everything super close to the vest, and two, it depends what you're looking for, Doc, and that's why you're almost expecting the okey-doke.
Yeah, that's what I believe, based on who they hired, who they got rid of immediately, and they did all those things for a reason. Tonight, we'll know.
Are you talking about
Howell
going? Howell,
yeah, you had a quarterback here. You had the best guy I've seen as a human being. Jacoby knew he was better than that kid, and he nurtured him like he was an offspring. And they jettisoned that. They did that for a reason, and we'll find out.
Yeah, I think
I just don't think Sam was sexy enough for what's happening here now.
You know,
and I think that's the ultimate thing.
I tell you what, this stream is going to be interesting because we got to figure out who gets the money when these people send in the $2. Jesus Saves J316 just sent us $2 and said, congrats, DG28. Boom. You can check out the stream on 106.7 The Fan. Cody Shook says, classic, B. Mitch always making money moves. That's correct. Now, I believe this was our friend Nikki Javala was the first to report. I can confirm it. This is also one of these things that nobody really should be surprised by. They're not going to pick up the fifth-year rookie option for Mr. Jamin Davis. To me,
if you're shocked by that, then you don't watch football.
Yeah, the play hasn't been good enough to guarantee the money. It's kind of as simple as that. If he had, you know, I think there was more progress his second season than this past season. They'd have to guarantee him about $14 million for next year. Mm-hmm. And I just don't think it's the right move. I think if he shows up this year and plays really well, you can figure it out next season. Doc?
You should never have to overpay for anybody if you're in last place.
Pretty fair.
Hey, Doc cuts straight through all the drama and just goes straight to the point. That's it. And then we're in a success-driven, production-driven business. If you're not producing at that level, you don't get paid that money, point blank.
Yeah. Matt Paris put out this tweet of the 2020 draft class, which –
they're all gone?
They're all – not only are they all gone, but two of the members of that draft class are now on the Saints. The Saints have more people from the Washington 2020 draft class than Washington does.
Why do you seem surprised?
I'm not surprised, but it just shows how bad the evaluation process was.
Mitchell just said it 10 minutes ago. You got clown show in your brain trust, and you're in last place consecutive year back. I mean, the best thing we have going for us is that we got a whole new outlook. And we just got to be patient enough to let them work, let them do their thing. And these guys now know they got to compete for jobs. They're not going to just be given jobs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think – I honestly am curious. I think having Bobby Wagner in that linebacker room, mm-hmm, and a new staff, a defensive-minded staff, a guy like Ken Norton as your linebackers coach, mm-hmm. Here's what I know, and I know is generally when first-round picks don't get their fifth-year rookie option picked up, more often than not, those dudes don't finish the year with the team. That's just the facts, and I can give you examples. You can look at Chase Young last year or go back to the last rookie that didn't get his option picked up. That was Josh Doctson.
Mm-hmm.
How'd that go? And now you've got a dude where they signed two new linebackers that are starters. One of them's a future Hall of Famer in Wagner. Mm-hmm. They have a new linebackers coach that strikes me as a no-nonsense fella.
K-9.
In
He's
Ken
a bad
Norton.
Boy on the field. Mm-hmm. We had some battles.
Mm-hmm. I think you better be ready to play right away, because when they get to camp and – you know, Quinn and Joe Witt talked about we're in sub packages so often, you know, we don't always have three linebackers on the field. There was this period of time where Jamin got on the field because he was the first rounder. That period of time is over. Like, at best, he's third on the depth chart right now. And maybe in sub packages, Luvu's more of a pass rusher, and you need somebody that can run out there. And what do we know about Jamin? He was drafted because he could run and supposedly cover. But it is hardly a guarantee that come week one, he's on the roster. Hardly.
Unless they put his hand in the dirt and tell him to go attack.
But what if they just
maybe they use him better, right?
What if they come in and get the best out of him? I mean, yep. They didn't get the best out of him before. Like you just stated, he was able to run. And what did they do? They threw him in the middle and wanted him to play a middle linebacker when he had never done that in his life.
Now, that was 3 years ago, though, now. Yeah. Like, at some point, he had an opportunity to play better, too.
Yeah, but when we saw him at his best, he's a guy that they allow to use his athleticism. And for some reason, the coaches that were running things, they did not allow that to happen. So, yes, I mean, there are positions where I would blame the player totally. And in some situations, I'm blaming these damn coaches that we had out there that was too damn stupid to allow a guy to do what he does best.
Yeah, he'll get an opportunity now. I think you can't look at how everything was in Dallas and say that coaches weren't putting players in position to succeed. So if there isn't success, I don't think it's coaching staff. But we got to wait and see. But we know the fifth-year option is not being exercised. What else we know is if you got to buy a car, you should go to Orsman Automotive of Virginia. You see the street sweeper just go by, Doc?
Yep.
They're sweeping streets around here,
that's
B.
That's right.
And tagging
and towing.
I had to find a safe spot for my truck that I bought at Orsman Fairfax.
It's a good-looking truck.
You like that?
Yes.
They call that color cement.
I like that.
Yeah, it's cool.
I like that.
Brian,
I mean,
also,
it's gray.
Brian's bought 1,000 cars, I believe. From
I heard the spot.
Billy and Chantilly over Orsman Chantilly Kia. We buy cars from these dudes because they're good to us. Like, I can text them and be like, hey, my wife's car that I bought is making a weird noise. They're like, cool, bring it in. We'll take care of it. Like, it's a personalized level of service that you get when you work with them. 7 locations all over Northern Virginia. They'll buy your car above what Kelley Blue Book will tell you. You could certainly sell your car to them. That's what I meant right there. And they've got great financing options, which in an era of weird interest rates is really important. But, Brian, I know you care about that Orsman Lifetime Edge.
Yeah, I care about the Orsman Lifetime Edge. And I also care about if you're going to spend your money somewhere, you want the people to respect you and treat you right. I think that's what they do over there. You know, the reason that I go back time and time again is because when I walk in, I know I'm going to be treated right. They're going to make sure they take care of me. But that Orsman Lifetime Edge gives you up to $1,500 in extras, including the complimentary car wash with every scheduled maintenance. They give you a loan of cars with every major maintenance and a lifetime engine guarantee. It's very, very simple at Orsman. They like to keep their customers happy, just like JP and I are. We're two extremely satisfied Orsman customers, and you know what you need to do? Let's ride together.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with GameDay, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.